When it gets your dinner time, you just tell me. We'll stop. Oh yeah, I was asking about buckets. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call a bucket anything else?
No, I can't think of anything right now. Mm-hmm.
What about pail?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as a bucket?
I always classify a pail smaller, I don't know.
A little smaller than a bucket?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
But it could be made out of the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about this kind of bucket that a woman might keep in her kitchen? Throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket. Mm-hmm. And what about the bigger one that she just puts all of her waste in and sets it out, you know?
They usually kept slop buckets sitting out on the back porch.
Mm-hmm. I guess that would be better in the kitchen.
Yeah. Cut down on the fly pop up.
Right. And what about these things that the women use to cook eggs in or fry ham, something like that?
Skillet?
Skillet. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything besides skillet?
Most of them had an iron skillet.
Have you ever seen, when we were talking about fireplaces, have you ever heard of people using something like a skillet, might have legs on it, and actually cooking something in the fire that way?
Mm-hmm. The iron pot. What they call them or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, do people say frying pan for skillet mean the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times. Mm-hmm.
What about these things, these containers that you can cut flowers in, put them on a little table or a mound, something like that, just to look pretty?
Vase. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would flowers wouldn't grow in a vase, though, would they? Mm-hmm. You grow them in the
planter, I can grow in, but base would just grow a bouquet out of you. Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you see flowers in different size clay, look like they're made out of clay anyway. You know what I'm talking about? Those clay pots.
Yeah.
They grow in those. Mm-hmm. But what you're talking about is planter would be something bigger than that. I think I know what you're talking about, though.
Usually made out of metal.
Sometimes I've seen something like that. It looked like it was a big old, I don't know, some kind of container that was cut in half. Well, what about when you eat a meal, what do you call it? Individually, you've got
fork and a spoon and that.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a set, you know, if you're having steak or something like that, some people have a set of steak.
Nah.
Talking about after you eat your food, the dishes, of course, are dirty. You say your wife has to do what to the dishes to get them clean?
Wash them. Mm-hmm.
And then to get the soap off, she has to
rinse them.
What about this little rag or cloth about that size that she uses to wash the dishes? What would you call that?
Wash rag.
Wash rag. Or what about the one to dry on?
Drying rag.
Drying
cloth.
Mm-hmm. And what about the thing that's about that size that you might use when you're taking a bath?
Washcloth.
Washcloth. Mm-hmm. And the big one that you dry off with?
Towel.